Chav Beis Amet Beis. We had in the Mishnah, Neitel Adam Kulnis Lefatzeya Bayesa Agoizim. A person is permitted to take a hammer and to open up nuts. Amar Rav Yehuda Kulnis Shal Agoizim Lefatzeya Bayesa Agoizim. Now what the Mishnah is matter to take a hammer does not mean a hammer that is miyuchid lemelechus isa. It means a hammer that is miyuchid to open up nuts, so you're permitted to open up nuts. Avol shel nafochim loy, but if you have a hammer of nafochim, of a blacksmith, so that is a kli shemelechta leisa. So this Rav Yehuda holds, this is also lefatzeya boyesu agoitim. It's a kli shemelechta leisa is also to Litzayrich Gufoy, and that what the Mishnah says, it's mutter, it's speaking about a coolness, shall a goizim lefatzeye boyeso a goizim. Now, what is the chiddish of coolness, shall a goizim? What is the Mishnah telling us? Coolness, shall a goizim lefatzeye boyeso a goizim. You have a kli that's miyuchit to open up nuts, you'll have to open up nuts with a yashikoya. So what is the chiddish? So the Ramban in Ritva Vaistois, that the Mishnah is telling us the diuk. Davke kulnish shall a goizim lefatzeya bayes a goizim is mutter. But a kulnish shall nafochim is also. That the ikir is the diuk of the Mishnah. In Taisus HaRosh, the Taisus HaRosh has a gewaldike mahalach. We'll see it is not like Rashi. It's not like Taisus also, but the mahalach is very gishmak. He says that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a kulnish shel nafochim, that one was miyachid for a goizim. And that is the chiddish. The chiddish of the Mishnah is that yichud helps. That now that I'm miyachid it for a goizim, so it becomes ois kli shemalachta leisa. Even though I didn't do any pu'ula to make it ois kulnish shel nafochim, but the yichud alone helps. So I was miyachid it for a goizim, now becomes mutter lefatzei bayesa goizim. That's how the Taisus HaRosh learns pshat in the chiddush of the Mishnah, that yichud helps. Avol shel nafochim loy, kasavar davar shemelachtei leisa. He holds a kli shemelachtei leisa, afilu letzairech gufa yosar, afilu you want to use, the tiltal of the keli is, I want to use the gufa keli for a meleches heter, that is also. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Amalei Rabbi, Elo Miyato, Sefer Diktoni, says in the Sefer, so the whole Mishnah, no, you'll tell me it's speaking about that. Kardom, that's Miyuchid, Laftach Beis Advela. Megir, that's Miyuchid, Logger Beis Agvina. That's the, all the cases of the Mishnah. But the Sefer, it says, Ves Harachas, Ves Hamalgeis, Losses, Olav Lekotten. A person had a shovel or a pitchfork and he wants to hand something over to a cotton. Agabucha, the Chedush Eran says, what's the Mishnah speaking about? So Chedush Eran says it is speaking about that he woke up and he didn't eat negelvasa yet, and the cotton is screaming, so he wants to hand him some food. So if he'll touch the food, be yadayim, he'll be metame the machel. So he goes and hands it over with a pitchfork. So b'zoi, the cotton keeps quiet, he wasn't metame the machel. There's no ruach ro on the machel. Or he said, it's speaking about that it's a machel shel truma, and his yadayim weren't netulais, so if he'll touch the machel, he'll be metame the machel, so he's handing it over with a pitchfork. Frekt Rabbe, Sefer diktoni ves harachas ves amalgis losses olav lekotten, rachas umalgis mimiyachdele lekotten, you'll tell me such a maise? That he was, that there's a special kli, a special shovel, a special pitchfork, that's miyuchet to hand over the cotton before he gets his negelvasa. Please. So memele, so Rabbi slugs up Rabbi Yehuda from the safe of the mission. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows, kulni shel agoizim, hamiyuchet lepsiyis agoizim, who diktoni masnitz in the night on oisel and melachtoi? Hey, so Rashi Vaistois like the Ritva and the Rambam, that davke miyuchid legoizim is night lemaisel malachta. Mishum de ikra ilim leches heta. Aval shel nafochim de ikra ilim leches isel loy. So he holds a davar shem lachta isel tzorech gufoy. She gufoy, he needs the gufa keili tzorech oidlem locha acheres shel heta. Ein metaltlum oisai lo isa melocha. He's not allowed to be metaltlit for this melocha. Gecholshken imein tzorech le gufe, elu lefaneis mekaimai, de ein metaltle. So the Gemara asked, the Rabbi asked on Rabbi Yehuda, mi miyachti le kotn? Bishlei mekule hani demas nisnik lukme, ba'asuyim umiyuchodim le kotn. You could say it is speaking about that it's also a miyuchid for a goyzin. Abo ba'al mahani, the leked ovidu lohochi, there isn't a person that makes a pitchfork b'miyuchid to hand over a cotton mezainis on it. So b'meile, so you can't say that. Agav uche, from this Rashi, we see that Rashi did not like the Taisus HaRosh. Because Rashi says, ikka lukmi ba'asuyim lekach. So it's not speaking about the Taisus HaRosh, the Chiddush is that it was osilim leches iser and you miyachid it for a goyzin. Rashi by stories that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about asuyim that was made specifically for a goyzin. So you can't say that the chiddush is like the Taisus HaRosh. So you have to say that the chiddush is l'diyukei, that davke aklisha malachta leheter is mutter for malachas heter. But aklisha malachta leiser is not mutter for malachas heter. Yeah, let us see Taisvitz. Rachas umalgeis mi miyachti leileko. So Taisa says, Rabbi Yehuda yada leile seife. I mean, he also knew the seife. Ele dilma ave mukilo b'shiyifte lekach. It is speaking about that he's also, he was miyachidit for to hand over to a cotton. Kechol hanach de masnisa. And Rabbi held it's a gewaldike deuch. In time, Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur beperik eluk shorim. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur says beperik eluk shorim kli kiyui mutter letaltel b'shabes. That one is permitted to be metaltel b'shabes. So what is shab mutter letaltel b'shabes? Tahainu letzoyrech gufay. So letaltel zicher has to mean letzoyrech gufay because kli kiyui is kli ha'ergim. So it's zicher a kli shemalachta leisa, in mutter letaltel b'shabes tahainu letzalkochav, it's a kli shemalachta leisa, so mutter letaltel b'shabes tahainu letzarech gufoy. Afal pi shemalachta leisa, even though it is malachta leisa. Agabuchav Doilam remembers, we had said over that Rashi and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel learns pshat in this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, that mutter letaltel period, he holds this kli ha'irgin. Since they're not miyuchid, davke for arige, you could use another kone, another amut. You don't need davke these for arige. So memeila sarashi learns pshat that it is not even a kli shemalach telisa. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. So the Merei Misod says, why did Rashi say this? Because Rashi wanted to emphasize his kashe. Because here Rabbi Yehuda holds the klisha malach telisa is also letaltel letzorech gufoy. Therefore Rashi learned over there that pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda mishluz machadish that it doesn't even have a din of a klisha malach telisa. Aval kaponim, Taisvis did not learn like that. Taisvis learns that it's zicha klisha malach telisa. The kli ha'irgim is zicha klisha malach telisa. So muta letaltel means that it is not mukze machmas chesorin kis, it is only a klisha malach telisa, and therefore it is mutal letzorech gufoy. Afal pisha malach telisa. So here it's a stirin Rabbi Yehuda. Here Rabbi Yehuda knows a klisha malach telisa is also letaltel letzorech gufoy, and there he holds it as mutta. Ve'ein loyme de mashme de shmul kol malay v'lay lay svira lay. Maybe we'll say it's no problem. That's Omar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel holds like this. And then Rabbi Yehuda himself doesn't hold like this. mit de boy in mein name rav yehud de koivedel ye de es rav yehud along what in does the koivedel in the koivedel tacht the mahu ein ve lav rav ye biyod so the shaila was is it mukse machmas the son kis so the klisha malach de lisa so he didn't know klo about kapon and vice they say asked him so rav yehud should say me you're asking it's not nafkemine because the klisha malach de lisa is also the talp Mashme the Svira Layochi. Why does he hold like that? He's also Maida. For I, the Rav Yehuda Gufe, Besoif Kire Koma, Shrage de Mishche, Shori de Teltule. A nair that was used to burn shemen in it, so if it wasn't used this Shabbos, shori little tule, one is permitted to be metaltele. So Taisvis learns that so lechayre the chiddush is not mukta machmas mius, but lechayre it's a klisha malachtele isa, and from that wagon he was mata to be metaltele. So how could Rabbi Yehuda be mata neir to be metaltele? There's a very interesting teretz on this kasha from the Raivet. The Ramban brings down a Raivet that says a very gishmak teretz. The Raivet says, a ner is not a klisha malach delisa. He says, what is a klisha malach? A hammer is a klisha malach delisa because you bang with it. So it does isa. A ner is what isa? There's the psile that's burning in the shemen. That's burning. But busat the ner gezindik. The ner is only a busis to the psile. But there's no meleches iser that the ner does. It is not called a klisha malach to the iser. It is just, it holds in it a psile that is burning in shemen. It's a container for a psile that's burning in shemen. But the ner alone does no iser whatsoever. That's not called a klisha malach to the iser. A kornis, a karden, that's a kli that you do iser with. But a ner b'chlal is not a klisha malach delisa. Agav ulche von Taisvus weiss tais nitazoi. Taisvus weiss tais held that a ner is a klisha malach delisa. That is mavu a klor and the reshainim a kedere is ich called a klisha malach delisa. Because there, mistamed, the cooking process is not shayach without the kedere. You can't cook without a pot. So memela, so kedere mistamed is ich called a klisha, you cook in it. So there, Mustamba, there it's considered more that the Keteire contributes to the Malachas Israel than a Ner, according to the Raivet. Al Kaponim, we hear here, Amachlekes Arishainim, Taisvis holds that a Ner is a Klisha Malach del Israel, and the Raivet holds that a Ner is not a Klisha Malach del Israel. Yeah, the Ein Loimed the Mairi, on the previous case, Kshayich Teleheta, it's speaking about that it was Miyachet. He was miyachid these kalim leheta kidemuki rav Yehuda hanach the masnisen. This would seem a little bit like the Taisus Arosh, that it's speaking about you had a regular, you had kli arige, you had a ner, but now it's miyachid leheta. Da kli kiyui leim mashme sheyichdoi. It's not mashme that they're speaking about. He was miyachid it. Dim kein afil lo koyved elyim ve koyved tachtein nami. Kaivedalim, the Kaivetachtaim, so also should pass Yichud. What is the difference? What is the difference between, if he was Miyachadet now for Melechus Heter, if he was Miyachadet now for Melechus Heter, so Mamela, what is the difference? So the Taisus HaRosh wants to say, and Taisus, it would seem like the Taisus HaRosh, that it's talking about he took a Klisha Melech to Lisa, and he was Miyachadet for Melechus Heter. So the Taisus HaRosh wants to say, Yichud only helps by not mukta machmas chesorin kis. That means, I have a hammer, so now I decide I'm only going to use it for nuts. I mean, busa shlech. So I use it for nuts, farti. But a koivet alin, koivet a tachtaim, that means if you can use it for something else, it will be mekalkul the whole keli, because it's mukta machmas chesorin kis, this is a very expensive article. There Yichud doesn't help. That means Yichud is a davar b'machshava. He'll use it for this. So if it's not muktzah machmas chasarin kis memela, then the Yichud has a meaning. But if it's mukta machmas chasam kisa, the yichud doesn't have a meaning. Bikitza, Taisvus has a problem. Here, Rav Yehuda holds that a kli shemalachta ila isa is also letalta letzairich kufa. And there, Vaistaisi holds this mutta letalta letzairich kufa. The yesh loima, so Taisvus says a teretz. The loi osa Rav Yehuda ela dumye de pitzua egoiz. That means you have to learn a Gemara with a grain of salt. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kunish al goyzim mutal hafatzei beis goyzim, mashal nefochim is osal hafatzei beis goyzim." That pshat to use it to open nuts, that is osa. Shehi meloche grue legabi kunish shem miyuchad lemeloche chshuve. That means that a coolness that is miyuchid for a melachik shuve, and you're using it now for a melachik grue, so that is osa. V'chein kol hanach the bas nisan hava osa b'lo yichud, without yichud, the melachis heta, because the melachis heta shalhan melachik grue legabi hanach kelim shemiyuchodim lemelachik shuve. For example, you want to go and take you want to take, let's say, a kardim and use it lachter bayas advele, or all these things, sakush vesakalka litchayt bay. You want to use a kalka, which is a keli that's miyuchet farig. You want to use it as a toothpick. This is nish. It's a malachit geruah legabe the tashmish of before. Legabe anech kem shemiyuchodim lamalachet shuvet. Aval kli ki yui ushrage de mishre, that Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter letaltel, mutter letaltel etzayr gufan de melacha shlem chshuve yaisem e bitzu a geizim. There he's speaking about of you'll do a melacha that is more choshuv than bitzu a geizim. Then it will be mutter. So what does Taisvus answer? So Taisvus answers as follows. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that a kli shemalachtoi le'isel is also b'chol tzoyrech gufoi. No, if you'll do a melachah shuva with it, a melachas heter, that is equivalent to the melachas isel that it's oimit to be used for, then Rabbi Yehuda also is moide that is mutter. But all the tziyurim of the Mishnah is, we're speaking about that you're taking a kli shemalachta le'isa that is oimet to do a melacha chshuve, and you're doing with it a melacha grue, so memele, that is awesome. That is pshat, that a Taisvus learned pshat in the Gemara. We have to understand what the lumdus of Taisvus is. What is Taisvus is telling it's a im halach in the kabel, but what is the lomdus of Taisvus? To do a malachi grue, das nicht. To do a malachi chshuve, is ya. What is pshat in Taisvus? So Tuvia Hammer wanted to say a rayon that could be this is pshat in Taisvus. We find in Hilchis Tiltal Mukze that in order to be matter the tiltal, you need a keli. For example, eitzim v'avonim, which are not a keli, it's also a tiltal. That's all tiltal is also. A kli shemalachta le'isel, if it is mutter, is because it has a teiris keli. A kli shemalachta le'heter is the yizichev the teiris keli. But al kolponim, in order to be matter tiltal, we only matter tiltal when this thing has a chshivis of a keli, so memele, we're matter tiltal. Klisha malachta lisa, a certain amount of tiltal. Klisha malachta leheta, a greater amount of tiltal. But the key is you need a keli in order to be matter. So memele, so could be the svar of Taisvus is as follows. Taisvus says, a kulnis shal nefochim is a malachach shuve, a ptsiyas agoizim is a malachach gruah. So pshat is like this. That I'm, let's be megashim it. I'm taking $100 hammer to open up a nut. So pshat is the keli sheboy. That means we have a hammer that is made accurately, a gewaldika hammer. And it's verkehrt, for nails it's gewaldik, or nefochim, whatever it is, it's gewaldik. And I'm using it to open nuts. Now to open nuts, you don't need $100 hammer. You could take a rock and also open nuts. So what am I using to open up the nuts? Not the keli sheboy. I'm using the chomer sheboy. That means it's heavy. So I can, you don't need a hammer in order to open out a nut. You don't need $100 hammer to open out a nut. I need the weight. Let's say I'll use it for a paperweight. So you need the hammer for a paperweight. You need the weight in order to hold down the paper. That, so a paperweight is called a melachi grua. I don't need the Teiris Keli Sheboy for the shimush I'm using. I need the weight of it. It weighs a pound, so it'll hold down the papers. The heter of Klisha Melachti Le'isa that Mutal Teirich Gufoy is, if you are using the Teiris Keli Sheboy, you're using it for a shimush al heter that is Mutal. But if my shimush, I'm bechlal not using the Teiris Keli Sheboy, I'm using the Teiris Chaymer Sheboy. I don't need the Tzure. The Chaymer is also sufficient. So then I'm using it as a rock. That's all what I'm using it for. You don't need this Keli for it. So Memele, so if I'm not using it but Teiris Keli Sheboy, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is awesome. Al Koponim, this is Sforis Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi shlod them up from the Mishnah. Ela Omar Rab, Kulnis shel nafochim lefatzeya boyagoyzim. No, the Mishnah is telling us a Hiddush. That Yerekli shemalachte liyisel. And Avafal Pikein, it is permissible to use it for Meleches Heter. Kosova. So what does Rabbah hold? Dovol shemalachte liyisel letzoyrech gufoy mutter. Dover shemalachta lisa zogt Rashi im tzorech b'shabes, he needs in Shabbos legufoy limelocha, he needs the gufa keili to do a melocha limelocha achere shal heta, muta, so if I want to use the gufa keili for a meleches heta, that is muta. Eis ve'abaye l'rabbe, so abaye es takashe terabbe. So it comes out according to you, Rabbi, a kli shemalachta leisa is muta letzayrich gufoi. We learned as follows. A meduche is a keli that you grind, and he was speaking about, Rashi says, meduche shadoichin boshum. We'll see where Rashi said this. It's a meduche that they used to go and grind, they used to pulverize garlic in it. Is that so? Im yesh bo shum, if in this meduche there is shum, there's garlic in it, you have the ground garlic in the meduche, metaltel amoysa, then you're permitted to be metaltel, the meduche. Vim lav ein metaltel amoysa, but if there's no garlic in this shum, you're not permitted to move this meduche. Let us see the second Rashi first. Vim lav ein metaltelin, ki goin leishiv olel. If there's no shum there, so it says in the Mishnah, this meduche cannot be metaltel. What do you want to do with it? Ki goin leishiv olel. He wants to sit on it. Kiven de iker melachte leshrike, since the iker meloche is, it's oimed leshrike, de hi meleches iser mishum toichen. That is a meleches isa. So therefore, it is also letaltel letzayrech acheres. So zakashan rabbe, according to rabbe, rabbe said a klisha melachta leisa is mutal letzayrech gufei. So why can he be metaltel to sit on top of it? Now, before we go further, let's learn the Rashi we skipped. Im yesh bo shum metaltelam oisa agav hashum. Now, how do we understand this halacha? We have here halacha, the Baraisa is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one is a klisha malachta leisa. You're not allowed to be metalta letzerich gufe. That's halacha number base. But if there is in this keli shum metalta lemoisa, then you're allowed to be metalta. Now, how does this shum work? It's a klisha malachta leisa. How is the shum matir the tiltal hameduche? How is it matir? So there's a machlekes on Rishayin. The Chuvis HaRosh says, and the Chuvis HaRosh is brought down lahaloche in Simen Shin Ches, Amoyre Dike Chiddush, that just like there's a klal, you're not allowed to be metaltal ameis, but a kikir v'tinik, you're allowed to be metaltal ameis. You put a kikir v'tinik on the mace, you're allowed to be metaltal the mace. I am metaltal the mace be your die, but if there's a kikir v'tinik, so a mele, when miyaches ep is the tiltal to the kikir v'tinik. So a mele, hu adin, if there's shum in the meduchi, you're allowed to be metaltal because of the shum. So the Tshuvas HaRosh asks Akasha, the Gemara says that there are only mekel v'kikir v'tinik only by mace. I mean, this is not it's only by mace. So the Chuvas HaRosh says, yeah, because a mace is not a keli. A mace is like eitzim vavonim. So a mele by a mace, by a mace you need a kula. That means if you have eitzim vavonim and you want to be metaltal the eitzim vavonim, so you're going to go and put a candy on top of it, and you'll be metaltal the eitzim vavonim dos nish. That's only a kula by mace. Oh, but a keli, a klisha malachta leisa, and then you'll put eitzim vavonim, then you'll put a kikivatinik on it, you put anything on it, then it is mutter to be metaltal. That is what the Chuvas HaRosh says. Rabbi Kiveger is mesupik, what is pshat in the lomdis of the Chuvas HaRosh? Does the Chuvas HaRosh mean to say, since a klisha malachta leisa, since a klisha malachta leisa has already a heter tiltal, it's mutal letzerich gufoy, letzerich mekoymoy, so then the kikar v'tinik can be matar even michamo letzel. That means it already has a teirim of tiltal, so the kikar v'tinik could be moisef heter. That's why it is different than a mace. But what will be if you have, let's say, a muktze machmas chesorin kis, which even though it is a keli, but it doesn't have any heter tiltal whatsoever, so could be there a kikar v'tinik will not help. That's similar to a mace because it doesn't have any heter tiltal. Or the Efshir name, the Chuvas HaRosh means as long as it has a shame keli, so kikir v'tinik will help. That's Rabbi Kiveger Zachakire. And Rabbi Kiveger brings Araya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara learned, Eis ve'abaye l'rabbe. Our Gemara learned at the present time that it says in the Sefer of the Baraisa, Vim lavein metaltel moiso. So we see from the Baraisa that the klisha malachta leiser is also b'tzeirich gufay tzeirich mekoyme. Ein metaltel moiso. So the Gemara learned now that there's no heter tiltel whatsoever. Va'av al pikein, kikir v'tinik will help. So you see that the gedder is as long as it has Hashem keli, kikir v'tinik will help. That is how the Chuvas HaRosh learned pshat in this halacha, and the Mechaber brings down this day in Shin Ches. But Rav Rishonim do not learn that this is pshat in the heter of shum. Rav Rishonim learn that v'ker, they take the Gemara face value, they were only makel by kikir v'tinik, only by makes, but by any other thing there's no heter of kikir v'tinik. So what is the heter of shum? So the Rashba says as follows. Tekivin she'ein zu asure ele machmas meloche. Why is the meducha also? Because the meducha is oimed lemeleches issa. You grind knobel in it. But now mishamish heter b'melachtoi. That means this same meduche that is used to do meleches isa Now it is in the same melache, in the process of grinding, but after you grind it, you leave it in the meduche. Va'achshav mishamesh hetel b'melachtoi. Harei masha oisro humatiro. So that means, why is this keli also letalto? Because it's miyuchid l'melaches iser. But the meleches iser has two parts with it. That means most of the time you're doing iser with it, but there's a time that this meleches, that this meduche is used b'teires kli oitzer for the shum. So the Balamoyer says, "Ocheilu hu davar shemalachtoi leheter kolzman shashum besoichoi." That means since it is miyuchid for shum, so you have to look at the complete picture. The complete picture is most of the time it is used to grind shum, and some of the time it is used to hold the shum. So memele, all the shimushim that it has, you have to take into consideration. That means if there's no shum in it, then you have to look. So what is the ikar shimush of this keli? The ikar shimush of this keli is malach delisa. So there's a din of a klisha malach delisa. But bishas, it is holding the shum. So memele, since this is part of the shimush of this meduche to hold shum, so in this matzev it has a din of a kli shemalach telet. This halacha is meiradik negei alamaise. A pat is a kli shemalach telisa because you cook in a pat. Afal piken, if there's food in the pat, you'll have to be metaltel the pat. Because ba'asher usham the pat, now that there's food in it, so now it is mishamish lemeleches heter. So memeila, so there's a din now as a klisha malach to leheter, and now you'll have to be metalted mechamel itzel. So roi paiskim are chaylik on the tshuvah sarosh, and they hold, this is the lomdis of im yesh bashum metaltel in oisa, that the lomdis is because now it's miyuchit to meleches heter. And l'chayra for Rashi is also muchich that way, that's the first Rashi. Menduche shedoichin boshum. Why did Rashi say shedoichin boshum? Maybe there was deicha coffee in it. Why does Rashi shedoichin boshum? Because if Rashi would hold like the tshuvah sarosh, that the heter of shum is als kike vetinik, so what's the chilek kike vetinik? You're not deicha, kike vetinik is mutter. So you put in some shum, it's also mutter. It's not totally in what it's meyuchet for. But Rashi learned like the Rashbe and the other Rishonim. The pshat is that since this meduch is doichin boshum, so this meduch has two tashmishim. There's a tashmish of iser, and it has at certain times a tashmish of heter. And yesh boshum metaltel moisa gavashum. Al toponim, let us get back to Abaye's kasha. Abaye asked Rabbi, you hold that a klisha malach telisa is mutal letzairich gufa. Here it says, ein metal tlo moisa. Om alei homoni Rav Nechemye. This baraisa is going according to Rav Nechemye. The Oma, Rav Nechemye holds, ein kli nitl ela letzairich tashmishoi. Rav Nechemye is amuyim dike chumre. Rav Nechemye holds afilo a kli heter. You can only be metaltel letzayrech tashmishoy for the tashmish that it is oimed for. That means that, for example, a fork, you're allowed to eat a steak with the fork. You want to open up a knot in your shoes with the fork? You're not allowed to. Ayit eklisha malachte lehet, it's gonish mit gonish. Any keli, it is only mutter letaltel for the tashmish that it's meyuchit for. That's Rav Nechemye Shita. So Mele Fashteitzach, according to Rav Nechemye, if a fork you can only use for a steak. So Mele, so Fashteitzach, a meduche you can only use for diche. You can't use it for sitting on it. Because you can't use a kli heter to sit on. So Mele, if it's miyuchet for another tashmish. So memele, so that's why it's no kasha from this baraisa. Tashmish shoy zok rashi tashmish amiyuchid loy. Eisvei, fakt de gemorre noch a kasha, beishame yo imrim, ein neitlin es ha'ali lekatzev olav bosa. Now the ali was a large piece of wood that was used to, that was a pestle, they used to use it to grind chitim with it, other things. So, ein neitlin es ha'ali lekatzev olav bosa. You can't use this wood to cut meat on it. It's mukze. Ubeis hillul matirim, and beis hillul amater, that you're allowed to cut meat on it. The Gemara in Beis says the whole reason beis hillul was mater, it was because of tzimchis yantiv. That tzimchis yantiv is deiche de isa tiltul mukze. Abo vishavin, shim kotz avolo bos, he finished cutting the meat, now he wants to use this ali for another shimush, Sha'asa letaltala. You're not allowed to be metaltalit for anything else. For Simchas Yontev, they were mater tiltul mukze. But if he finished cutting the meat, he wants to do something else with it, it is asa. So we see claw, a tzai be shamai, tzai be silul ho, a kli, shemalachta leisa, that it is not mutal letzairich gufoi. Asa letaltala. Nu, Sovalish nu yele, so Rabbi wasn't the spoil from this kashe, Kerab Nechemye. So the Lord, doiche, kere, beshami, besil, hold like Nechemye also, but it's not, it could be. So he wanted to say that they hold like Rab Nechemye. Aber kiven de shome lohoda rav chinene bar shlemye mishmei de rat. But when he heard the chiddish of the member of rav chinene bar shlemye mishmei de rat, that what? Hakel moidim, everyone is moidi. Mesichi zairi and mizairi. The kivin de kopid alayim yachid lohum mokoim. Oh, we'll see exactly in Rashi and Tosis what these kalim are. But these are kalim which are muktzemachmas, chasar and kis. A person does not use them for stamazaitashmishim because they'll become niskalkul. He's miyachid le mokim. That means it stays there. You're not metaltal it. So he's makte the tiltal of this keli midaita. He won't move this around. This will get spoiled. So mamele. So these kelim, which are mukta machmas chasor in kis, is aser letaltal afilu letzairich gufoi. So mamele, ochinami, miyachid lohum mokain. So here also it is speaking about. So say here it's also speaking about that miyachad luhumokim. So memele, so this ali is a kli mukta machmas chasarin ki, so therefore it's also the talp. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi, beishami ubeisilu, bishovim beisham beisilu, shenechleku benoitlim as ali lekatzav alobosa beyontiv. One is permitted to take an ali to cut meat on it. Shim kotzav alav basa sha'asa letzayrich simchas yantiv sha'asa letaltalay. The high the kasharu beisilu mishum simchas yantiv kashar. The only matter al simchas yantiv. But now the heavier meat already is forget about it. Alme mishum dali melachte leisa. Since ali is melachte leisa lexishes targis vetisni. Targis and Tisna, we had in Masechtas Brachas and Ketzat Bevorachim. Targis is you mash up a chita into three parts. The Tisna is you divided into four parts. A klipas eitzim, and you go and mash up, you grind klipas eitzim labed bem oiris. So abekitzat zaklisha malach delisa. Also, it's also the talto. So the Gemara answers, "Nahakol moedim rabon and iflugu ad Rab Nechemya besichi zairi umezairi." So what are these kalim? So Rashi says, "Kli tzavoyim." These are kalim which are used in the dyeing process. Rabbeinu Levi pirish kli ergim. They're used in the weaving process. Sichem hein amudim. These are the mudim of the kli arige, the side poles. Ziri heint kanim shebeshesi. These are the kanim that are used to separate the chutei ashesi. Mezoiri koyved aliyim v'tachten. That's what Rabbeinu Levi said. Berishin irli, the zairi lo shenoitzrin heinke me matzal te zaire. Bekitzer, de kopit olayu ho umen shelo yislach lechu. שלא יסלח לכו ושלא יסעקמו. So, memele, so the woman doesn't want these things to get dirty or to get bent. Is miyachid lehem mokim mekatzla b'yadayim. Is haninami ali umeduche. So Rashi says, we have here Rashi Tevis. We could say hachinami miyachid lehem mokim. But Rashi is going as haninami. So haninami, so we're going on two cases. So now, Rabbi is choizav from his first teretz. I don't have to say that meduche is going according to Rav Nechemya. I could say also meduche is mukta machmas chasar and kiss. Craig asks Rashi, says before that meduche is a klish malach delisa, not mukta machmas chasar and kiss. Al Kaponim, here Rashi says that it's Mukta Machmas Chasar and Kis, and that is why it is also betot. Zog the Gemara weiter, Itmer Rab Chiye Bar Abe Omar Rab Yechne. Kurnes Shel Zohovim Shonim. That they're saying that they're Bemis Moisef and Rabbe. Rabbi said, "Kurnishona fochem, which is a klish on malachte leisel, is mutter lefatzei boy a goyisem." That's what Rabbi said. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kurnishal zahovim is mutter." That's in the Mishnah. So what does he moisif? Because one could think that a kurnishal zahovim is mukta machmas chasar and kiss. That means you need a very edel hammer for to do work in gold. So I would think that that's mukta machmas chasar and kiss. So Rabbi Yochanan, nein, kurnish azal hovim shanin. That doesn't fall into the category of mukta machmas chasar and kiss. Rav Shemin bar Abe Omar, kurnish al besamim shanin. A bigger chiddush that a kurnish al besamim, which also you have to be very very careful what you bang with it, because it could be mekalkol the besamim. Ah, so I would think this is ich a muktzemach mischasorin kis. Rav Shimon Rabbah says, no, it's also not muktzemach mischasorin kis. Is man di yomar di psomim is only a klisha malach delisa, kolsh kein di zahovim. And o moshel zahovim avol di visomim kopid olayu, psomim it's muktzemach mischasorin kis, kopid olayu, and it is awesome. Zogt Tashi. Kulnish al zahovim, avo be the kopit alek tzas. You have to be careful with this. Shitzor sheyei cholok, it has to be smooth. Leradei tasim, in order to make thin plates of gold. Afilo ochi kivin shemisakein al yidei hakoshe makal astan, afilo it gets uneven, but you give a zetz on the stan, so it'll get smooth again. Loi makzilei, so you can use it for nuts also. Vacholshkein shal shalne fochim, kerabe. Psamim lishchik boy, kopid alei shalayimos. That means if you use it for other things, so for the psamim vaystais it won't be good. Zog taisvis, besichi zairi umezoiri. Perish ba'oruch, and the oruch has a different pshat. Perish sichi, heim yeseidois, it's types of pins, nails, hamuchonim lenafetz bahem meshi. It's used to comb out silk. It is used for an edel azach. Tiyotze bo targum, yesedes, sichi. Zairi kli eitz kemoi kroshim shekoivshim ben begodim. You use this to press clothing. Disnan hamichbo shal balei bachem. Mizoiri kli eitz shekoivis makeboi ha begodim al ha'evan shemalabnoi. There was a certain keli they used to go, and the Bishas, the Kibbutz HaBegodim, it was used to be Malab and the Begodim. The Eilu Kalim, these three Kalim, Makpid Aleim, Shaloi Yisakmu, Voloi Yispagmu, Shaloi Yiskalkulu HaBegodim VaHameshi. That means if these things, something happens with them, so the end result, there will be seen a kilko. Umeisiyach Daitoi Militaltalo. V'chaim HaForosh B'Yerushalmi. Zairi, dein, otzarbei, mizoire, he presses down with it. So that's a michbosh. Mizoire dein chavit bay. You bang with it. La perish hakuntere is the meforish mizoire kaivet alye be kaivet tachtein. That's the word of the lady's pshat. Nigali the svile command the osa be perikei luksharim. Because when we say there's a shayla in the gemore, there's a shayla in the gemore if bechal the kaivet alye kaivet tachtein is a klisha malach delisa. So the Gemara said that an Eli is not a klisha malach talisa only, it's muksamach muschasar and kiss. So mikol mokim, mishum simchas yontav muta letaltal the katz of olav basa. Simchas yontav it is muta lachtech olav basa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vesakush vesakalka. We heard in the Mishneh that it is permissible to take a kush, which was used to spin threads on it, like a long, pointy keli, that the threads are, or you wind around, the threads are wound around this keli, and the kalka is also a long, pointy keli that was used to separate the chutei ashesi, so you're allowed to use it litchayv bo, you're allowed to use it as a toothpick. Tana Rabba, Pago Shetomno Bitevin. A fig which was not too ripe, let us see Rashi. Taino Shaloi Bishla Kol Tzolcho, it is not completely ripe. Vitoimnim Bitevin Lehizbashel. So you go and you cover it with straw in order it should get ripe. The Tevin is Muktzitz Aimit abused Bamlechet Atit. So Memele, so he had, was matmin, a ta'ena that was unripe, but Tevin should get ripe. Acharov shetomna v'gecholim. Acharov shetomnu v'gecholim. So here the Bach brings down a Rashi in Erevin, the Ritva also brings down this Rashi. The Rashi had a problem. Besides the muktzadikah problem, there's a problem that by taking out the charore, you might be mavir or mechabe. So Rashi Nerevin says that speaking about the gecholim have extinguished already; they're not glowing anymore. The Ritva brings down a shita filu. It is not extinguished, but it's not a psikresha of mavir or mechabe. Bekitzer, the charore shetom na begecholim. Now he wants to go and take it out. Imigula miktzasa if a chelik of it is uncovered, so you can just go and lift it out. Muta letaltalo, v'imlav osa letaltalo. So Rashi learns pshat as follows: Imigula miktzasa sheyochalo ichza b'mokim hamigula. He can take it out b'mokim hamigula. There's nothing on top of it. Tafil tiltu minatzad leke. There's no tiltu minatzad. Shein soch lahagbiya hateven. That means if it was completely submerged under the tevin, let's say he's going to go and take out, he's going to stick in, let's say, a kush into this pago, he's going to pull it out. So by pulling out the pago, he's lifting the tevin. So that's already a tiltu minatzad, which is a shaila. But if it's megula, so there's no tevin covering it. That filter tiltu minatzad leke. She ain't sort of like be a tevin. So now the tevin will fall into the cholol that the pago made. But that's not called, that was metal to the tevin. So Memelis says as follows. Why? Because then it's tiltu minatzat. The tanikama asa is tiltu minatzat. Even if it's completely submerged in the tevin or the gecholim, toichvin bekusha bekarka, you stick in a kusha karka in this bag, and you lift it up and it'll fall off, and shalom al yisrael. So even though it's tiltum and atzad is mutter. Amar Rav Nachman, and here it is mutter because this is tiltum and atzad l'tzeirich dover hamutter. By a mace we paskin that tiltum and atzad is also, one is not permitted to metaltal a mace from 1 meter to the other meter. Because that's tiltum and atzad l'tzerich dover hamukze. Here it's tiltum and atzad l'tzerich dover hamukze. Amar Rav Nachman halachik abalozo ben tadoi. Lememre, the Savar Rav Nachman, Tiltum and Atzad, Loishmei Tiltum. We see that he holds Tiltum and Atzad is Mutter. Frek the Gemore, Va'omar Rav Nachman alone had said, Hai Puglo, a radish that a person covered with earth wants it to preserve, is Milamailo Lemato, if he stuck the radish in. The way a radish normally looks. Now a radish normally looks like a upside down, like a triangle, that the base is on top and the thin part is on the bottom. So mamela, so a radish is also broader on the top and thinner on the bottom. So if he put it in the right way, milamailo lamato, so when he picks up the radish, so there's no tiltul minatzat. That means he's just pulling out the radish, and then later the earth will crumble in, but there was no tiltum in that side. Mimato lamala. But what if he put in the radish upside down? So memele, so it comes out that the earth is resting on the area of the radish that it is broad. And he's gonna pull it up, so already he had the tiltum in that side. Mimato lamala also. So we see that Rav Nachman holds tiltul min atzad is osa. So how come here, Rav Nachman say, halachik Rav Elozer ben Tadoi? And the Gemara order by Rav Nachman meyahi, Rav Nachman was chayzer from this member of Pugle, and Rav Nachman holds that Pugle is, Rav Nachman holds that Pugle is, mutter afilu milamato, mimato lamayla. Yeah. Zogt Rashi. Puglots noin tolish, it mini boret, nis gala roishe. Lamala lamato shori, moye el yin shalo lamailo. Bakotza lamato shushel pochilza me el yin shalo. Letachtin shalo vareche, vats noin lamailo muta, the leke tiltolof of klaus, lay nis gala roishe. Mimata lamala also, shemesis offa, lafisha gume ktsora milamailo. The gume is narrow on top. The roiche vatsnoi milamato. I've got the tilt off me. That's adu. Shein oich ze mamish biyodo. It is mutach. Yeah. Zog toisvis. Hodar bei Rav Nachman meyahi. So we hear the astir in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman asked by Pugle, and he was mater by Pago. So the Gemara, he was Mati, said, Halachika, Belozer ben Tadoi. So the Gemara said, Rav Nachman was Chayze from the Halach of Pukla. So how did the Gemara know? Maybe it was Chayze from the other one. So Tay says, Mistavre de Meher de Bey Midoma Beperik Toilin, Omri Bey Rav, Tanine de Loike Rav Nachman. The Yeshiva of Rav, they said, we learned Abaraisa not like Rav Nachman, and that's the Rav Nachman of Pukla. So here Abaraisa that says Tiltum in Atzalot Zerdova Mutter is Mutter. So it's Mestaver that Rav Nachman was Chayze from the Memre of Issa. Pago Shehitmino Mairi Sheinicha Shom. So Tosis has a problem. Why doesn't the Paga become a bosis to the Tevin? So if the Paga becomes a bosis to the Tevin, so Memele, so you're not allowed to be metal to the Paga als bosis. So Taisu says, Mairi Sheinicha Shom al Menas Litla. That he had in Zinnin, it should not be there the whole Shabbos. So Taisu seems to learn that it only becomes a bosis if Bikavone it was put there that it should hold the Muktzah the whole Shabbos. But if he had in Zinnin to take it out in Shabbos, so there was no intent that it should be a bosis for Dava Muktzah the whole Shabbos, it doesn't become a bosis. Aval imi nicha sham lechol haShabbos, habi bosses ul davar osa. Yom lekama beperik noitel gabi evin shalpi achavis, loy shanu elo b'sheicheyach. When is a person allowed to be metaltel the evin if he was sheicheyach the evin al pichavis? Aval b'mei niach nas a bosses ul davar osa, but if he had an intent to keep it there, so it becomes a bosses and not to move the chavis. So kochet av mezogn do, that it's speaking about shenicha sham amanas litla. Hi Pugla. So Taisus asks the same kasha by Pugla. Vivtai my Pugla chidom. Ibe miniach. My time me demand the shori milamata lamailo. Afilu neyeloi shori. Kosh came till minatzat. Vibe shokach. And if it is speaking about Shochach, that it did not become a bosses, my time the man the osa, a filu tiltul gomo, shori, le tzoyrech, le taltul agav heta, le kama beper kanoito, that a filu tiltul gomo's muta, we learned, the moi shall gabi yakar, if one left mois al gabi a car, but tzorich le mekoyim and need the mokim of the car, the metal teloi bo oidon olov, the heaven shall be chavish kshu bein achavies, magbiye umate, is toshken tiltu min atzad. So why should, if it's speaking about sheicheyach, so sheicheyach is, Sheikhayah Haistis is mutafilo more than Tiltu Minatzad. I mean, metaltoi bo'oid on Olof. Here it chuckles off. Yishleim with the Meniach Hamanas Litla. It is speaking about Meniach Hamanas Litla like Taisa said before. Avor gav dike shochach domi. Kemaitoman dikise bedover shen in itl besoif emetaim. It does not become a bosses. The shori lenayah. Mishim de Meniach lechol ha-shabitz. So it does not become a bosses. Ubatzom is a klip in the reish beye, the shari beisilu lesalik as a tabla lenaya. It's so you see also that if atzomis were put on a tabla, one is permitted to be menayrit. We come again, loy hoya loy lo niach bo oise yinyin she yitztarech tiltul minatzat. It seems that this ether is only if he didn't have an alternative what to do. He had a radish, so why did he have to be a bottle and put it upside down? And that would involve tiltul minatzad, put it the right way up. So therefore, here there's a svara lesson. But Thomas aklip ulay mistayid lo elinich b'malgab yishulchan. The Thomas v'kis the peg v'metayim nimei lochash kim da'ev shebeniyah. Afilo tiltul minatzad ain't. There it is better. It is near. He's not even being metaltul. Here it is tiltul minatzad, so tiltul minatzad, and it wasn't necessary that we would need this tiltul minatzad, just use batlon, she put it upside down, so here there's a tzad to say that this is osa. The maestri mafir zoi said it is mutter. Zogt the gemara weiter, machat shel yad, little bo asakoy. Person is permitted to take a needle, a sewing needle, to remove a splinter. Sholach lei rove berei de rabbe le rabbi Yosef. Ilamdeinu rabbeinu. Machat shenitol charoro oi ukzo. What if you have a sewing needle that now cannot be used anymore for a sewing needle? The hole broke off. The area that the hole of the needle, the eye of the needle that broke off. Or the point of the needle broke off. Now, are you allowed to use this needle, which now is not usable anymore to sew with, are you permitted to use it to remove a splinter? Amaleit nisu, machat shol yad, little boas akoitz. The Mishnah says you're allowed to take a needle and to remove a splinter. The splinter needs the eye of the needle. Let's get this on. The chalik that's taking out the kites is the point of the needle. So it's still roy for this shimush. So memele, you're permitted to do it. Heisvei, we learned, machat shenitol charore ayukza tahiro. We learned that if the charore, the hole, or the point was broken off, it's toyer, so loses the shame keli. So what's the tzushtal to the Mishnah? The Mishnah we are speaking about, a machat shel yad, that is still usable, so it has a toyer's keli. Good, it's a klisha, malach delisa. So we say, it's mutal, it's a regufay leitrabe, or leitrabude, it's miachedit. But here we're speaking about that it doesn't have a toyer's keli, it's toyer. So memele, so it loses the teiras keli, so then it's also. Omer Abaye, tume ha-shabes karomis. Boss, you mean the din keli of mukze is totally in the din keli legabi tume? Tome, by tome, kli maise beine. Linyin Shabbos, midi de chozi beine. Vonam mi chozi le mishkele bo koitz. That means it still has a shame keili. The shame keili is that you could still use it to, you could still use it to remove splinters. So my melee, so it doesn't lose the shame keili. Omar Rove, that's what Abai said. Man de kamoisev, shapir kamoisev. No, the kash is a better kash than the teres. With linyan tume lav monehu, linyan shabbos nami lav monehu. So Rove said that fakelt, they were only matter tiltul kalim. And if it doesn't have a teres keili, Legabi tume, so doesn't have a teres keili legabi mukze. So we have here a machlokes Abaye v'Rove. If the keili that you need in order to be permitted to be metautel in Shabbos, does it have to have a teres keili legabi tume, or even if it doesn't have a teres keili legabi tume? Rove says you need a teres keili legabi tume, and Abaye says you don't. Meisvei, so the Gemara Sakasha, we learned machad bein nekuve bein shein nekuve. Mutter le tautelo bishabes, le amru nekuve elu linyin tume bilvad, so we see klara raya tabaye, that fakir, that we don't have the same guidelines, tume and shabes do not have the same guidelines. Tirgima abaye alibe de rove, so abaye said a teretz, that the term for rove. Here we're speaking about not a machat that broke off, we're speaking about a machat begoil meyaskin. We're speaking about a machat that was yet incomplete. That means he made the needle, but he didn't make the eye of the needle yet. Izimnen demimlech alayu umashvilu umonin. So this over here, even though ba'asher usham, it's goil mekelim, it's goil meklimatris, even though as yet, it doesn't have a teres keili, but it's a potential keili. Zimnin demimlech alayu mashvelu monet. So memele, so that's what Rove said, that for mukze you also need a keili, legabi tume vetare, a potential keili is also sufficient. But it has to have, a potential keili. So a girl may klimatris, it's this is a potential keili. So memele, it is mutter letautel. Aval hegel de nitel charora oi ukze adam zirkele ben grutois. But if the eye of the needle or the point of the needle was taken off, so then it is thrown away. There's no potential whatsoever. So there Rava holds that it doesn't have, it's not even a potential keili legabi tume. So then it does not have a teres keili legabi mukze. Zogt Rashi, charore chul shelo, the eye of the needle. Ukza, point. Mal de taltalo, mi botol teres keili mino oloi, kli maise shemaise shaloi kai. Le yom runi kuva, li yes teres keili le yoisim sheni kuva, le nyin tume. Kasal ke daitor, de benotol chul shelo koma. De le nyin tume, botol shem keili mino oloi, tiltu shoi, zarai tabayi. So by answered according to Rabbi, we'll say this speaking about as follows. It is oimid to put an eye in it. When the eye is in it, so then it's nigmar malachta, it's mekabel tume. Vishe ein in the kuve, ein in nigmar malachta. Hilkach, linyin tume hu, dolehave keili, it is as yet not a keili. Havel betiltul shori de chazi lokoitz, that since now it has a shimush lokoitz, now it's a shimush that it could take out splinters now, and it is a potential keili, so that is sufficient. The mimlech, I'm sorry, havel tiltul shori de chazi lokoitz, it is, so Rashi learns pshat, not of potential, that it could be used lechatchile for a splinter remover. The mimlech v'loy nokiv lo mashvilei monik emoy shehi olenetilas kites. So Memela, this could be still a potential splinter remover. So Memela, so this gives it a Teres Kaili. But Grutoi, Shivrei Matris, Adam Zerkel, Abain Grutois, Obotel Shem Kaili Mino. But this, that, what it could be a splinter, if on the tzad, that it's going to be used for a needle, Sasame Kabal Tume. But since it could be that this will end up being a splinter remover, so there's a Teres Kaili, Legabi, Shabbos. Let us see Taisus. Midilinyin Tume Lav Monali and Shabbos Nami Lav Monali. Tame Osnala Kamon. Kola Kalim Hanitlim. Every keli, shivrayim nitlim. If you're allowed to be metal to the keli and it broke, shivrayim nitlim. You're allowed to be metal to the shvorim. Ah, for gav linyan tumulay have a monik shenishbar de yichud, leperish akuntus besefa matzniye. Gistere, a broken keli is only mekabel tum if it's miyachedit for this tashmish. Ah, for piken, a fellow without yichud, it has a teiris keli, le gabi mukze. So what did Rava do with this halochet? That means Rav said you need a potential keli legabi tume. Even the nitl chavoy yuktzele mahani beyichud, the yichud also won't help. Is linyan Shabbos nami lav mone, avol heichid ahave mone leinyan tuma yedei yichud. If yichud lemaise can give it a teiris keli legabi tume. So Taisa says, Rove does not need a mamish, a kli that is mekabel tume. Rove needs a kli that has a potential to be mekabel tume. So memeila shivrei kli chere, since it has a potential to be mekabel tume yedei yichud, so memeil, that is sufficient. V'chein mashma b'somuch. The tilgima abaye alibe derove, begirl me. The zimnin, the mimlach alayah mashma l'umona. Mashma d'lohochi muta l'talto. Avol gav de toiri, dakati loy mimlach alo. Abokivin sheroi liyachto liyeskeili. Since there's a potential, it could be miyachadit. For a keli, so memela the vali wasn't miyachedit yet, but since he could be miyachedit for a keli, so that is sufficient to give it a teiris keli legabe shabbos.